Hello, Abraham. It was good that I came up here on Have a Fit, because I've been having a fit. I have two questions. The first question is sort of piggyback to Jerry's question the other day about how much is our inner being letting us know that this is the way to go. You know, in that discussion about the pebbles that hit the windshield, how much, I remembered you saying that it was because Jerry and Esther loved California and had some contrast with Arizona.
Well, it's an interesting thing because whether you are feeling the impulse to go that way or the impulse to not go that way, is still the impulse to not go that way is still the impulse to go that way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it? In other words, in this arena of feeling, if you start to go that way and you feel an aversion to it, aren't you wise enough to translate go that way? And we like it when this way is calling you and you're close enough in the vibrational range of it that it just calls you, but we don't think there's a thing in the world wrong with going, knowing that you don't want to go that way, which causes you to conclude that you do want to go this way. So the answer to your question is the source within you is always calling you strongly, loudly, in the direction of what it not only knows that you want, but what it knows that you've already become. In other words, you're being called this way. The question that your question really is amplifying is, but how am I translating it?
Right.
In the early days of Jerry and Esther receiving us in this way, we were not speaking through Esther yet. She was still going to the typewriter and receiving us in that way. And Jerry was asking questions, and as they were driving, they would get a lot of yes and no answers. They were sort of using us like a pendulum because Esther was not in the place where she was trusting her ability to articulate. And one night, they decided to play a game with friends, the only people that they had at that point told about their Abraham experience. And they were living in Phoenix, Arizona, and they said to their friends, go out somewhere, take your car, and go lose yourself somewhere in this valley. Now, it's more than 50 miles east, west, and north and south. It's a very big valley. And they said, do you want us to go to Scottsdale, or do you want us to go to Mountain Shadows, or do you want us to go to Tempe, or to Mesa, or to Ahwatukee? Do you want us to go to Glendale? Do you want us to go to Phoenix? They said, anywhere. Go anywhere in this area. We're going to get Abraham to come and find you. So they took their car and they went. And Jerry and Esther confidently got behind the wheel. Jerry is driving and Esther is receiving impulses from Abraham. And so sometimes Esther would say, don't go that way. And because she could feel that, in other words, it was either that way or that way or that way. And so she could feel that it's not that way. And it's not that way. It must be that way. She was sort of feeling her way along. And so they went to a place and we said here, and they were nowhere around. And then we went to another place and we said here, and they were nowhere around. And Esther's getting pretty irritated with us because she's feeling very strong guidance that she believes, but when she gets there, there is no manifestation to back it up. They gassed the car up twice that night. That's because their promise was nobody goes home until we find you. That was the deal they made with their friends. And right. So finally, just before sunup, they found them. And Esther, by then, was furious with everyone. And she said, first we went to Mountain Shadows. We were behind the hotel by the dumpster. And they said, well, we were there. And then Esther said, and then we went to Scottsdale and we were behind the Benihanas. And they said, well, we were there. And as they went down their list of places, they had been at all of them, but they said, well, we kept receiving the impulse to keep moving.
Ah.
So now that sort of sounds like what you're talking about. It sounds like Abraham was playing the game. It sounds like Abraham was telling them, go over there, and then Jerry and Esther, go over there, but before you get there. And that was not what was happening. We were not playing the game. In other words, we were showing Jerry and Esther where they were, but by the time Jerry and Esther would make it to where they were, they had moved someplace else. But the point that we were really wanting to make in all of this is that everything that you want is moving, and you are constantly closing the gap. And with enough clarity, you got to understand, this was the very early stages of Esther being able to receive us at all. Finally, they did have their manifestation, you see. And so the source within you is not ever playing games with you. You are the one that are doing the creating of your life experience. The source within you does nothing other than trust that you are in the perfect position to be the creator of your own reality. That's the thing that we really want to point out to you. That's the trust that we want you to garner, not trust in source so much or trust in guidance. We want you to trust yourself. We want to trust you as we trust you. Think about it. You are the leading edge of all that is eternal. Don't you think that's quite a bit of trust the source has in you?
Yes.
Source trusts you to get out there and mix it up because source knows the process. Source knows that this perfectly balanced platform will inspire within you expansion. And source knows that no matter what, you cannot be permanently separated from that expansion. So source has no reason to worry because source understands the process. And that's what we're trying to, in a way, convince you of. We want you all to start relaxing in your eternalness. We want you to start feeling better. The fact that you exist here means that you are leading edge. It means that you've come with great reason. It's time for you to lighten up and love yourself and live in the moment more and enjoy the moment and be proud of who you are, proud even of the fit you're throwing, because the fit you're throwing is part of the process of going through the data and extending the desire. We just want you to be aware of the fits and to know the difference between feeling bad and feeling good, and to want to feel good enough that you're willing to reactivate on a conscious level your own guidance so that you can have the satisfying, joyful, expanding growth, not just the expanding growth. A lot of people on this planet are adding immeasurably to the expansion and are miserable now because they're not listening to their guidance. They're watching someone else's approval or disapproval. And we think when you find yourself throwing a fit, it's because you're trying still to find that place between giving yourself the permission to guide yourself by the way you feel. You are on a stage, a big part of your life, and when you're not on a stage, you're moving around amongst people who have seen you on the stage, and it's very difficult for someone, especially in your position, but it's true of everyone to some extent, to separate who you are and how you feel from someone else's perception of who you are and how they feel about you. That's not an easy thing. It's easy if you are off on an island by yourself. It's easy if you are an introvert or if you work in a small office. It's easy if you don't get out much. It's easy if you surround yourself with people who think just like you do. But to be out in the open with so many people forming their personal opinions of you who don't know necessarily what you know, you really have to get to the place fast of not giving a rip what they think. But how can you not give a rip about what they think when their response to you is important to what you are about? So this is the fit that you're throwing. You're in this process of reconciling. And so we would say, get out there and entertain yourself. Let your audience be the source within you, because when you hit timing, the source within you enjoys it beyond description. Let yourself surprise yourself. Do new routines right in front of everybody and surprise yourself while you are doing them. In other words, you have to, no matter how much of a public figure you are, you have to reach the place where you really, 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 really don't give a rip what they think about you. So now, suddenly, your audience takes on a different format. And we think you've been there a lot and often are mostly there, but you're wanting to uplift them. That's the distinction you're wanting to make. You don't want to care what they think about you. Right. You want to care about how they feel in the moment.
Right.
So as you uplift them, as you inspire them, as you make them laugh, there isn't anything that aligns people more than finding something that's been bothering them that they can now laugh about. Those are gap-closing experiences, you see.
May I ask a continuation of this question? So the I was going to make a joke and say, is my relationship behind the dumpster at the Benihanas in Arizona? And I'm being funny.
No, your relationship keeps moving.
Right.
It keeps moving. And you keep showing up and being bummed out that it's not there. And then you keep showing up and being bummed out that it's not there. So what you have to do is just hold this story in your mind and say to yourself, right before dawn, you'll catch up.
Thank you. Thank you very much.